We appreciate every personnel that's here tonight. And we thank you, the Lord, that we can come and be a part of this great occasion. Amen. We are certainly thankful tonight. Amen. That the Lord gave us great traveling mercy. And this is Doris, Brother Ed, amen.
Yes.
Praise God, traveling here. We certainly give God the praise tonight. We are so glad that this is, amen, another congregation that will be established here in this town.
Amen.
And that's truly a blessing.
Yes.
Amen. And we give God the praise.
Yes.
And we thank God for how the Lord orchestrated this. It was no doing of us.
That's right.
It was all about the Lord. And it's something about when the Lord is involved in something, it's going to always work out anyhow.
Thank you.
Amen. So we're very thankful tonight. And I'm thankful that I can stand and look into his word and look into the perfect law of liberty. Amen. Because this is what we live, is the word. And we need the word. The word going to stand when everything else fails. And so that's a blessing tonight to be able to get the word within us. Praise God. Amen. Now, I want to, I have a preaching topic here tonight, and it's being Christ-like. Amen. Being Christ-like. Praise God. And that's, I didn't say talk Christ-like. Praise God. You know, we got a lot of talkers, and we got a lot of people pretending, but we need to be more like Christ.
Yes.
Praise God, because the Lord, he's looking at us, and when we say we're saved, there's certain things we must do, and we must live a holy life. We must follow God's procedure, praise ye the Lord, so we can be ready when the Lord comes.
Amen.
Amen. We see this world tonight, it's crooked and perverse, and everywhere you look around, there's trouble in the land. Amen. A lot of things happening. A pandemic that took place, and we still have pandemics after pandemics. But I'm so glad when you're in the Lord, you will protect it.
Yes.
God will work things out. I have friends and loved ones done checked out of here. Praise God. Some prepared and some unprepared. Amen. And that's what revival is all about, is getting us prepared to meet the Lord. I don't know when my time will expire. I don't know when your time is up. Praise God. But I certainly know that we need to keep going. And as the song we sing in this hymn book, we need to keep going on. Amen. The song said, I mean to go right on until the crown is won. I mean to fight the fight of faith until life on earth is done. I will never more, come on somebody.
Yes.
I said, I will never more turn back.
Right.
Defeat I shall not know.
Amen.
For God will give me the victory if onward I shall go.
Amen.
So go right on. Keep your faith. Look to Jesus. Amen. He's compelling us. He tells us in his words, come unto me, all ye labor and heavy laden. He said, what? And I will give you rest. Praise ye the Lord. He's a rest giver tonight. And I thank the Lord. So I want to be like the Lord. I want to follow his procedure. I want to do his will. Praise God. Ain't the Lord good in here?
Amen.
I look around. We live in a time where there's slackness and slothfulness. And praise God. I don't want to be slack. I don't want to live a slack and slothful life. But I want to be on fire for the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I tell you, you know, here in Alabama, there in North Carolina, amen, in Missouri and Oklahoma, all around the world, praise God, we need to be more and more like the Lord. Praise God. We need to be doing his will.
But
what we see a lot of time is slackness and slothfulness and people throwing the towel in. Amen. Be encouraged.
Amen.
The Lord is good.
Yes.
And he's good all the time.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
Amen.
So I want to tell you, let's walk that steadfast life. Amen. As the Bible teaches us over here in 1 Corinthians 15:58. Let's turn over here to 1 Corinthians 15. Amen. And 58. Praise God. Can somebody give me some water, please? Amen. All right. And the Bible says, therefore, thy beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always. Thank you. Abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is in vain.
Amen.
Praise God. So it's teaching us to be steadfast. Amen. Amen. Be solid. Ain't God good? Unmovable.
Yes.
Praise God. Sometimes any little thing sometime will knock people off the mat. Amen. They just, but we need to be steadfast, unmovable, and always, not sometime, or not when it's convenient, or not when you want to do it, but always abounding in the work of the Lord.
Yes.
For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. Amen. And that's being Christ-like, because you abounding in the Lord, you being faithful, you, amen, not letting nothing here turn you around. How many know I don't, things gonna erupt and things gonna happen? But we got to have a mind made up where nothing here going to hinder me.
Amen.
And nothing here going to hinder you, praise
Amen.
God. Because we got a well made up mind.
Yes.
Amen. We ain't got a mind to just throw the towel in. Brother Baxter, as being a pastor and being a leader, praise God. We got to preach the word sometime. Amen. When folks don't want to hear it, praise God.
Yes.
We got to preach it when they do want to hear it.
Yes.
Amen. As the Bible said, preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove and rebuke. Praise God. We got to declare the good news because the Lord is so good to us.
Amen.
And we want to make sure that everything is all right. So when that day come, amen, we can go back with the Lord.
Amen.
We want the Lord, as I said earlier, we want the Lord to look on us and say, well done, my sister.
Yes.
Well done, my brother.
Yes.
Amen. You did a good job. You living for the Lord. You didn't let nothing deter you, and you didn't let nothing turn you around. Praise
Amen.
God.
Thank
Amen.
You.
I thank the Lord.
Yes.
I said I thank the Lord for that
Amen.
Tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Let's turn over here to Philippians. Let's see what Brother Paul is talking about here. In Philippians, the 3rd chapter, amen, and the 12th through the 17th verses. Amen. 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 Being Christ-like, seeking Christ likeness, praise God, being like Jesus. The Bible said, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
Yes.
Praise ye the Lord.
Amen.
Some people say, you can't be like the Lord. Amen. Yes, you can. When you die out to yourself and allow the Lord to take in you, the Lord is in you. The Lord is your hands. The Lord is your feet. The Lord is all in you. And that's why the Bible said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. If you got your mind of the Lord, nothing will stop you. Praise God. Praise ye the Lord. Now, brother Paul here, amen. Let's turn Philippians. We want to start here at the 3rd chapter and the 12th verse. It said, not as though I have already attained, even were already perfect, but I follow after of that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehend of Jesus Christ. Amen. So that's letting us know to keep going on. You know, not always, you ain't already attained. You ain't made it, praise God. But we're going to seek after the Lord. We're going to keep moving up.
Amen.
We're going to keep, amen, stepping in the right direction. Either we're already perfect. But one thing we need to know tonight, but I follow after, amen. That's a good mind concept. Praise ye the Lord. You ain't made it, praise God, but you'll keep continuing going on in the right direction.
Amen.
So we got to follow after, amen, the greatness of the Lord.
Yes.
that I may apprehend for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to be apprehended, but this is one thing, praise God, I do. I must what? Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Praise God. We got to keep our focus. We got to keep our mind on things ahead. Praise God. The Bible teaches us a man that put his hand on the plier and looked it back. He's not fit for the kingdom of God. Amen. We got to keep, praise God, looking forward. Praise ye the Lord. Have you seen anybody try to drive a vehicle? Amen. Looking back? No. Amen. They'll run into a pole. They'll run into a ditch, praise God. But you got to stay focused, praise you the Lord, on the Lord. Amen. And don't let nothing he'll hinder you. And don't let nothing he'll steal your focus, praise God. Amen. I remember Brother Peter, praise God. Amen. Something captured his attention, praise God. The Lord told him to come. Amen. And he began to look to the right or to the left. Praise God, and he didn't look to Jesus. How many know tonight, when you don't look to Jesus, you're going to fail. You're going to fall, praise God. You ain't going to maintain. Praise you the Lord. The Bible said he took his eyes off of Jesus, and what happened? He began to sink. Praise God. I'm going to tell you that what will happen to you and I. That's why we got to keep our eyes on Jesus. He's the role model. He's the high priest. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright morning star. Amen. He's your savior. He's your deliverer. He's your greatness. Everything you need is in the Lord. You don't have to go outside, amen, of the church for nothing. Praise God. Amen. If you need some healing tonight, he can heal your body. If you need some deliverance tonight, he can give you deliverance. Amen. If you need some greatness tonight, whatever you need, God got it.
Yes, Lord.
Praise you the Lord. And that's why I serve the Lord. Amen. Because anytime I need anything, I can call on the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. And he will what? Supply. The Bible says he will supply our every need according to his riches. He didn't say mine's, because mine's will run out. Amen. But Jesus is everlasting to everlasting. Amen. He got all what we need. And that's why I get so excited, amen, being a part of him, man, a part of his greatness, praise God. And that's why I'm going to keep focus on the Lord, amen. I don't want to lose focus. I know there's a distraction things and attraction, amen. Both of them will get you in trouble, praise God. But we got to keep focus on the Lord, amen. I got greatness to realize if you just stay connected and stay looking at him, he will keep you, amen, going on in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
You know, I see sometime, and I use this illustration, sometime we start off with the Lord. Amen. We all encourage. We got that zeal. Amen.
Yes.
But that zeal need to be according to knowledge. Amen. Amen. We got that zeal, and we just all on fire for the Lord, and we driving our spiritual vehicle. Praise God. But listen, sometime what happened, we trade seats. We get out of the driver's seat, and then we let the devil take over. I'm here to tell you, don't let him drive for you. Amen. Because he will destroy you. Amen. He will have a collision. Amen. He will bang your car up, and you're going to have to go to the body shop. Praise God, and get it repaired. But I'm here to tell you, Jesus, he's the driver. Let Jesus do your driving.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Sometimes I don't feel worthy, praise God, to sit in the front seat with him. Amen. Let us be the back seat rider. Amen. And let the Lord do the driving. How many know he knows how to drive?
Yes.
Praise
yes.
God. Sometimes we get mixed up. We want to, amen. See, sometimes when we do the driving, we always stay on the mountaintop. We always, amen, want the greatness and, amen, and where no problems and struggles. You just want to drive and, amen, on the mountaintop. But I'm here to tell you we need to go in the valley. Yes. Praise God. The Lord will take us down in the valley. Yes. Amen. Yes. Valley mean what? You're going to have some problems sometimes. Yes. You're going to have some troubles. Yes. You're going to have some hard situation take place. Yes. But I'm here to tell you the Lord is the deliverer. Yes. Amen. Yes. When you get down, he can pick you up. He can put a song in your mouth and a praise in your heart. Yes. Praise God. When you get down, he's there. How many know there is still peace in the valley? There's joy in the valley. There's greatness in the valley. Praise God. Don't be afraid to get down in the valley. Don't be afraid when things happen. Just call on the Lord, and he is like a tow truck.
Thank you, Lord.
He'll reel you out.
Yeah.
Amen. What that song said, I was out on the Broadway. What that song? He lifted me up.
He lifted me up.
Out of the miry clay.
Right.
Amen. If you get stuck, we got this big God, Jesus, who lift us up.
That's right.
And amen. Sometimes we fall. What happened? We just stay there and lay there. Get up.
Amen.
Brush off.
That's right.
Start again.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Sometimes you have some failures.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Sometimes you have some bad days.
Yes.
Amen. But I want to tell you the good days outweigh the bad.
That's
praise
right.
God.
That's right.
You just keep going on with your head lifted up. Amen. Amen. Every day ain't going to be Sunday. But the Lord teaches us we all going to have trials and temptation and trouble. Amen. But we got God. He's our, you know, like I said, we got problems. But guess what? He's a problem solver God.
Yes.
How many know your problem ain't too big for
amen.
God?
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen. You can still smile in this pandemic time.
That's right.
And you can still keep your head up. Amen. In these times of adversity. You can yeah. always look to Jesus and look to the heal. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
But it's just we got to realize to be the maintain, we got to get wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in Jesus.
Yeah,
praise
right.
ye the Lord. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Praise God.
Yes.
Then you will be able to proceed.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing can stop you. Ain't nothing can turn you back. Ain't nothing can, amen, make you go back. And the Lord don't want us to turn back no way. That's why he gave us the breastplate of righteousness. That's why he said put on the whole armor of God.
Oh, yes.
That you may be able to what? Stand against the wiles of the devil.
That's right.
Mean the tricks of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. You can stand the judgment shock. Praise you, the Lord. But so many times we turn our back. Amen. Praise God to the devil. Oh, man, he's going to ride your back.
Oh,
hello in here. Praise
hello,
God.
Jesus.
See, you don't want to turn your back because when he dressed us up with the whole armor of God, he told us to put on the whole armor of God.
Yes, Lord.
Put on the breastplate of righteousness. Have your feet shod with the preparation of gospel peace. The sword of the spirit, the helmet of salvation. He dressed us up for the battle
yes.
so we can win. He never intended for us to turn our backs because he never gave us a back plate.
Nope.
If he want you to turn your back, he would have gave us a back plate. But he gave us a what? Breastplate. And the breastplate is to put that protection on. Amen. When the devil shoot those fiery darts, it just bounce off. We push the devil out. Praise God. It bothers me sometimes when we allow the devil to come in and destroy your home, destroy your school, destroy your church. Amen. We just let the devil take over. But I'm here to tell you we're equipped with power.
Yeah.
Amen. When the spirit of the devil come, you rebuke him
yeah.
and send him out of here.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Like I preach at my church, I tell them, I said, the devil might have, because Revelation, it's talk about he's got a seat. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, his seat get dismissed when the power of God starts. Amen. When the service is on fire, when things are, amen, God is blessing. The devil's not comfortable. He got to go. Amen. Same thing in your home. When you just casual living for God and you ain't really on fire, oh, the devil pull up this chair, he'll sit down right in your den.
My Lord.
Hello in here.
My Lord.
But it's supposed to be so much on fire that he can't sit down.
That's right.
He can't take a seat. man, the power of God.
Yes.
Now run him out of here.
Amen.
That's what I want to tell us all. Amen. Let's run him out of our homes.
That's right.
Let's run him out of our churches. Amen. Put on the whole armor of God where you would have a power. Praise God. It's nothing. How many know? Is it the prophet asked, is anything too hard for God? No.
No.
Nothing too hard for God.
Yes, that is so.
God can do the impossible.
That is so.
Amen. Amen. Only thing we need to do is get wrapped up and tied up and tangled up in Jesus. Get Jesus on board. He's your buckler. He's your defense.
Yes.
Amen. He's there. Praise God. And I thank the Lord and I appreciate him being in my life.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. 1976. Amen. I accepted Jesus and I thank the Lord. I'm not going to say every day was Sunday. Amen. I had trials. I had troubles. I had temptation. I failed, but I got up and brushed off like I'm saying and started again. Don't just sit there and wallow. Praise God. Get up.
Amen.
And start over. God is on your side. God, well, the Lord will fix it, but the devil wants you to feel like, oh, you're just in despair. It's over. It ain't over. Amen. Long as you're in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So let's keep moving. Let's keep going on. Let's keep looking to the future. Let's keep looking to the, amen, forward. Amen. Not looking back. Praise God.
Amen.
But the Bible said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, I forget those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before.
Yes.
That's how you stay on fire for God.
Yes.
You got to continue to reach to those things that and before
yes.
us. Amen. You can't reach back and, amen, the old folks said, spilt milk. Amen. You got to leave that alone.
Yes,
and amen. And look for
yes,
the Lord
right.
trying to take you.
That's
praise
right.
God. He got a future for you. He have greatness for you.
Thank
he
you,
got,
Lord.
Amen, goodness for you. Keep pressing on. It ain't going to just, all, like I said, this is just a press. Praise God. Amen. It was a press for you all to get all this prepared for this meeting.
Amen.
It was a press for me and Sister Doris and all of us to come and
yes,
praise
Lord.
God. But it's a good press. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. This
Amen.
Press going to be worth it. Praise you the Lord.
Yes.
Sometimes you may look and see. You may say, well, nobody came. It ain't 2 minutes outside of came. But you came.
That's
Amen.
Right.
We need strength.
Yes.
We need courage.
Yes,
we need the victory.
Yes.
We need to know that we can make it.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
So whatever you need tonight, God is available.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
To give you. You need some joy. You need some greatness. You need some strength. You need some whatever you need. God got it.
That's
praise
right.
God. We want to be like him. So in order to be like him, praise God, we got to add. We got to walk in his ways and walk in his statutes and walk in his footsteps. Praise God.
That's right.
You can't get out of line. Amen. The devil wanna, you know, I see the devil. He's a cruel fella.
Yeah.
He knows how to get anybody that he wanna get. Amen. But we got to stand up and let him know you got to go. Amen. We just don't just stand and just let him do anything.
That's
praise
right.
God. His job is to trip us down. His job is to pull us back. But our job is to press towards the mark for
yes.
the prize of the high calling of God in
yes.
Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
We got to press.
Yes.
Do you want the prize? Amen. You see those folks that's in track? They run and they run to win. They're not just running, just slow poking. Amen. They're running to win.
Yes.
And they want to win the prize.
Yes.
Praise God. And that's the same with us tonight. We are running to win. Amen. So when you're running to win, you put all your might. You put all into it. Praise God. You keep nothing in reserve. Praise God. If something in your way, you just say, hey, you got to get out my way.
Right.
Sometimes your friends, sometimes your family, sometimes your co-workers, praise God, will try to hinder you. Praise
yes.
you the Lord.
Yes.
But you keep your eyes on the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Follow him. Praise God. Press anyhow.
Yes.
Amen. It will be worth it. Praise God.
Yes,
so we said, press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything be otherwise minded, God shall we reveal even this unto you. So what this is saying, let us have that same mind, praise God, to have a perfect mind to, amen, to not allow nothing to stop us, amen, because if we allow things to stop us, the Bible said God shall reveal, amen, meaning that he gonna let you know, amen, you can't, where I am, you cannot come, praise God, you didn't follow and you didn't keep the faith, praise you the Lord. It don't matter who you are, amen. Sometimes we say the young people, but I'm here to tell you the old people, amen, is falling out the race as well. The middle age, praise God, amen. In this last evil day, just, amen, things just look so depressing, amen. I just talked to somebody, even supposed to have been saved, and they was been saved and been a Christian and been living, they married, and after 40 and 50 years, they throwing the towel in. So what did it tell you? That just tell you that the devil is cruel. The devil don't care how long you have on your in your relationship. He don't care how long you've been saved. Amen. He don't care. If you don't stay prayerful, if you don't stay on fire for God, if you don't stay, amen, in tune with the Lord, he will knock you off the mat.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
But I'm here to let you know I ain't going nowhere.
Amen.
Praise God. I points at the devil.
Yes.
Amen. Get on about your business.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord. Huh?
Yeah.
Hey, now somebody. Praise God. Ah, I hear the saints used to say, get thee behind me, Satan. I quit saying that because I have to keep looking back.
Right.
Amen. Long he behind me, I got to keep looking back. And then if I keep looking back, that scripture just said, if you put your hand on the plier and look it back, you ain't fit. So if he's behind me, come on somebody, I can't get to my destination. But you know what I tell him? I tell him, get thee hence, Satan.
Amen.
Amen. That means get on over there.
Yes.
Get out of my life.
Yes.
Get out of my way. Amen. You're not my friend.
That's right.
Amen. Young people, let me say something. Sometimes the devil try to deceive you and I feel like he's your friend. Oh, you can do this. Yeah, I'll be with you. Amen. No, he'll be with you until you get in trouble and he will leave you.
That's right.
Amen. But I'm so glad we got a God that will never leave you. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Ain't God good? That's why I serve this man. That's why I like Jesus, because he'll be with us. When things go south, when things go up and down, the Lord is always there.
Yeah,
amen. Right. He's always present.
Yes.
Praise God. In the wee hours of the night, when the pain wrecks your body, amen, you can call on him.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. And he's there.
Yes.
He don't have no opening hours from 8 to 5 or 9 to 6. He opens shop off 24/7, 7 days a week and 365. He's available.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. One thing you got to do is call him up.
Yes.
Amen. He don't have no call waiting either. Praise God.
Thank
you can get right direct to him.
Amen.
You ain't got to go by no priest. You can go right direct to Jesus for yourself.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Ain't that good?
Amen.
I thank the Lord how he made a better way for us.
Yes, Lord.
Praise you the Lord. I'm so grateful tonight. I feel so good. Amen. For the Lord's greatness and how he demonstrate and how he worked things out. Amen. Amen. And I'm just so glad that he's still with us. He's going to be with you here in this town of Asheville. He's going to be with you. Praise God. He said he will never leave you. I'm not going to say you ain't going to have a fight.
Yes.
I'm not going to say you ain't going to have struggles.
Yes.
I'm not going to say that the devil going to try to tear this thing down.
Yes.
But like I say, see this chair on the outside.
Amen. Amen.
Let him know he's not welcome here.
That's right.
Amen. You got to go about your business.
Yes.
Because as long as he's here, you have chaos. and disturbance.
That's right.
You will. Amen. Devil ain't your friend.
That's
praise
right.
God. That's right. We got to let them know. Amen. You got to go. You got to go. Amen. And you got to go now.
Yes.
Praise God. You got to talk to them just like you talk to a person. Praise God. Let them know. You got to go out my life. You've been riding on me for a long time. I'm tired. I got a brother. You know, I want you all to pray. He's on drugs. Amen. And he's been on drugs for 40 some years. He got fourth stage colon cancer. Normally you die with that colon cancer within a year. He done had that colon cancer going on 4 years. The Lord have a mercy. Mm-hmm. And he tells me things that the Lord show him. I mean direct. See, the Lord come to you direct. And I said, all of this he's showing you, and you still going to continue in your sin? Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
He was in church about 4 weeks ago, and he came for prayer. And I was so excited, because I thought he'd coming to get saved. But sad to say, I asked him, I said, what do you want the Lord to do for you? I just need some strength. And I said, are you saved? No. Do you want to be saved? No.
My Lord.
What? After 4 stage colon cancer.
Lord have mercy.
All right.
And you could leave at any time. He showed me, he supposed to show me a list. He named them out of all the things that the doctor said was wrong. It wasn't 10. It was more. And you still walk around here? Man, just one breath. The Lord didn't give you that next breath, you'll be out of here.
That's right.
And guess what? Hell will be your home.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Sad to say.
That is true.
Tonight, the Lord got his hand stretched forth.
Oh, yes, Lord.
To all of us. It don't matter who you are.
Yes.
He's saying, come.
Yes, amen.
Unto me.
Yes.
All ye that labor and heavy laden.
Yes.
He said, I will give you rest.
Rest.
Yes.
Take your yoke upon me and learn of me, for I am meek and low in heart, and ye shall find rest.
Yes.
Shall find rest upon your soul. Amen. I'm not talking about that rest when y'all leave and y'all jump into that bed and snowing and the blowing. Not that kind of rest. But we talking about some soul rest. Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. Where you can close both eyes in peace.
Yes.
And knowing if you don't even open your eyes up, you'll go with the Lord.
Yes.
Because you're living like every day is the last. That's how we got to live.
Yes.
It could be the last. I don't know if I'm going to get back to North Carolina.
Yes.
You don't know if you're going to get back to Guthrie. Mm-hmm. You know, we just take for granted. We get in our little car and start it up. We got so much faith in our little cars. We just get in there and just start right up. Oh. But you, if that car was not say anything, you can say, man. But you just knew when you got in that car, go start up. That's some faith, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
That's how we need to be with the Lord.
Help.
Just know that he's going to start up.
Help.
Just know he's right here.
Yes.
Whatever you need, just know God got it.
Yes.
Amen. I say God got it.
Amen.
Praise you, the Lord. Amen. All right, we want to read, let's go here to Corinthians. Praise God, Corinthians. I want to give you all a balanced diet tonight. Praise God. All snacks is, it's not on Wednesday night. Amen. We get the real deal. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Let's turn to, somebody get that for me. Brother Ed, can you get that for me? 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter. And just read that first verse.
1 Corinthians 11:1.
Yes, sir.
Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ.
Praise God. That's what Paul said. In other words, what he said, follow me as I follow Christ. Amen.
Thank you.
Nobody ain't going to follow you if you ain't following Christ.
No, that's right.
Amen. And I wouldn't want nobody, but you, if you follow Christ, then you can follow me. Amen. And so that's what we want to do. We want to follow someone, praise God, that's on fire for God. A lot of time I was dealing with a situation back at home. A lot of time people look at the man that's not doing nothing, that's not really engaging God. They start looking at them and their life, but they ain't looking at the perfect man. Amen. See? Because they ain't ready to really be perfect, but they like what that man's saying, because that person over there, it ain't on fire for God. That person over here is a little slack, praise God. But I'm here to tell you, the Bible said, mark the perfect man.
Amen.
Praise God. Mark somebody that's doing something. You can always find somebody that's slack and slow and indifferent. Praise God.
Yeah.
And so I'm so glad, follow. Amen. Paul is saying, follow me as I follow Christ. Amen. All right, Sister Cynthia, get me Matthew, the 16th chapter and the 24th verse. Praise you, the Lord. Matthew 16, 24 through 26. Amen. What did that say?
Then said Jesus unto his disciples,
yes.
If any man will come after me, let him deny himself. And take up his cross. And follow me.
Amen. If you want to go with the Lord, you got to deny self.
Yes.
A lot of times self is what gets us in big trouble. Because
yes.
You want to do what you want to do. Amen. And go where you want to go. Amen. You ain't going to get far. I want to follow the Lord.
Yes.
I want to deny my way and what I want to do. But it ain't all about me. It's all about the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Lord, and that's why we have to pray, Lord, what will you have me to do? Amen. See, because you can find a lot of things that you do that's not good, but that's why we want the Lord to help us and follow him. Amen. You'll stay out of a lot of jams. Amen. Praise God. So let's follow him, and let's follow his recipe. How many know he got a recipe?
That's right.
Amen.
Yes.
Yep.
Amen.
Y'all look up here.
Amen.
That's the recipe.
Yes.
From Genesis to Revelation.
That's right.
It tell you how to live a holy life.
Yes.
But sometimes y'all get so good, Sister Baxter. You get so good you don't want to use a recipe.
That's true.
I know my mom was like that, but it still was good though. Amen. I got to say, it still was good.
Yeah.
But sometimes it don't be good. When a recipe calls for 6 eggs, and 2 cups of sugar and 6 cups of flour, that's what you put in there.
Yes.
If you want that cake to come out right.
That's right.
But then you say, man, I ain't got but 6 eggs. I got to fry some eggs in the morning for breakfast. So I'm going to just use 4. Amen in this recipe. You go in there and you ain't got but you don't have no butter. Now I'm a cook. I cook with butter when I'm cooking cake. But you got some margarine. And it called for a stick of margarine. You ain't got but a fourth of a stick. So I'm going to just put that in there. Just do it like you want to do it. Then when you do it like you want to do it, when it bake, it's going to taste like you did like you want to do it.
Amen.
Amen.
That's true.
Nobody want none.
Not even you.
Hey, you better say so. Praise God. I'm going to eat it and thank the Lord for it. But I'm going to say, took a long time. Hello. So what I'm saying is, the Lord has a recipe.
Amen.
Precept upon precept.
That's right. That's true.
Amen. His word is lined up.
Yes.
Just like he wanted.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Procedure. All in here.
Yes.
Some of us have technical jobs and we have to read manuals and amen, and know how to operate that machinery. So we have to read that manual and go by it. See, if you don't get on that heavy equipment. You're trying to go forward and you're going backwards. because you didn't read the manual. Now you're going out there knocking all our cars down because the thing that, it ain't the devil did it, it was you this time. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying?
Yes.
It just don't work when you try to do stuff on your own.
Yes.
We got to read the word and live the word. Amen.
Amen.
This is the only way that we're going to be more like Christ.
Yes.
Praise God. I want to croak that song. Somebody give me the number. More like Christ. We can sing it afterwards if we want to. But that's in my spirit this night. Amen. What page is that? More like Christ.
151.
It's got some powerful words there. More like Christ. My heart is praying. More like Christ from day to day. All his graces rich displaying while I tread my pilgrim way. More like Christ in deeds of kindness and in all the words I say, yearning for the souls in blindness who are going far astray. Look out now. More like Christ in burden bearing, helping all the sad and weak, tears and sorrow gladly sharing, others' pleasure would I seek. More like Christ, Lord, help us. More like Christ in self-denial, seeking not a life of ease, patient in the depths of trials,
yes,
that my Savior I may please. More like Christ every day. More like Christ, my heart does say. Yes, more like Christ every passing day.
Yes.
Praise God. So that's what I'm going to leave you tonight. Let us be more like Christ. God bless you.